Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser is joining us on the line. He's here to chat about the NBC reality show's latest season. Hey, Bob.
How's it going, Jeremy?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so the show is back, and, well, so is Jillian. I'm kind of actually scared of her, I should point that out. And we're seeing some tough love from her, but what's it like having Jillian back? She's great, isn't she?
I love her. She's one of my best friends. We just spent the weekend in Vegas this past weekend. I love having her back on the show. She and I have started the show since the very beginning, and I mean, to have her back in the gym just yelling and screaming just seems quite natural.
I'm scared watching at home, though. I guess that's a good thing, though, right? She's effective.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely gets her point across, and people tend to respond.
Well, I was thinking the timing of this season is perfect because, you know, right after Christmas, after everyone goes all out on, you know, junk food, well, not junk food, but overeating, this is a great time for people to, at home to get motivated, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's always the first of the year where people are thinking, you know, new year, new you, and we decided that Biggest Loser works the best at that first time of year when people are looking to get back on a healthier regime.
Okay, so let's talk about that, though, because you just said new year, new you. But it just doesn't work for most people. We know that New Year's resolutions most people don't keep. What's the secret to keeping it then? Is it making it fun? Is it, like, what would you suggest?
I think it's anything that's going to keep you motivated. I mean, people are all gung-ho in the very beginning, but then realize that it takes effort. You get bored. You're having to do the same thing. And you just have to realize that you can't put so much thought into it. You got to find ways that you can make it fun, and if it means getting changing your workouts around, if it means finding someone to work out with. But you have to realize that it's not going to be this, like, you know, party every single day. It's like you get your workout in and then you go on with the rest of your day.
What's your motivation?
Well, I mean, I do CrossFit, so it's like, and this is my job. This is what I love doing. So it's like, I enjoy working out. I enjoy eating healthy. It's like, you know, it's like, it's just part of who I am.
And I mean, you know, one thing that I do, and I'm far from a fitness expert, but I just do little things around the house. If the phone rings, I walk around, go up and down the stairs while I'm talking. So, I mean, working out doesn't have to be a chore, as you're saying. You know, make it fun. So as long as you're, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, though. So as long as we're moving and doing something, that's better, obviously, than just sitting on the couch.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we're leading sedentary lifestyles, so it's like you got to get people to move around and take more steps. You know, it's like you gotta find something that you enjoy doing that is going to create a sweat 4 to 6 times a week for at least half an hour, and that's what you got to do.
Now, we had an interesting question sent in, and I wish I had time to reply and get more details, but the question is, I find committing to healthy eating and exercising to be a hassle. If I had to make one change with those, what is more important, eating healthy or exercising?
They're both equally important. I mean, you can't have one without the other. If I had to choose one, I'd go with the healthy eating, because it's like, it's over half of half the battle, but if you put the two together, it's just going to be so much easier.
And maybe this is a stupid question, though, but are there warning signs that you're on the path to obesity? Obviously, I mean, people notice when they're gaining weight, of course, but when should somebody seek help from an expert then?
I think that what you need to really concern yourself with is your waist. You've got to make sure that when you start seeing your waist increase, that's when you have an issue, because that visceral fat right there is what will create really, really an unhealthy body.
We've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Bob Harper from NBC's The Biggest Loser coming up right after this. Bob Harper from NBC's The Biggest Loser joining us on the show, talking about the new season. And so there's some teens on the show this season, and I was kind of wondering, when it comes to an action plan to lose weight and get in shape, is it easier for a younger body to respond to the training and challenges, or is just losing weight is losing weight no matter what age? Or does age even matter? Like,
well,
what?
I think losing weight is losing weight no matter what age, but of course when you're younger, your metabolism tends to be much higher. That's why when it comes to our kids, you know, what I really want to show them is that you don't have to spend hours and hours in front of some sort of computer device. You can get moving. You can the more you can get your kids active, the healthier that they're going to be.
Going into every season, obviously, you probably single out somebody who you think is just going to be a real challenge, and you push them quite hard. I mean, you push everybody really hard because, I mean, I guess you're just determined to have everybody be successful. Who were you maybe concerned about this season, or maybe still are concerned about as the season plays out?
When it comes to our adults, you know, we had a couple of people that were in their early 20s, and it's like that kind of, that younger generation that tends to, generally speaking, have more of an apathetic quality. So it's like getting them to not be so complacent and find a way to get them to get excited. I mean, you know, I have a couple of people on the show this season that you know, that it was a real struggle to get them to be passionate about what they were doing.
Now, I know one thing, as a teenager, you know, if my parents told me to do something, I'm going to want to do the opposite. So pairing teens and getting that motivation from their family, this must be actually quite helpful then for them.
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize the parents set the tone of the house. So it's like the healthier we can get the parents, the healthier the kids are going to be.
We hear all the time that, you know, the country is unhealthy, it's getting fatter and fatter, and you mentioned earlier about, you know, not sitting in front of a computer for so long, but what is the solution? Is it lowering grocery prices, having access to healthy food, taxing junk and fast food? I mean, I guess there's no one sure solution, but where do we start?
I think that you start by, just like what we're going to be doing on the show, we're going to be cleaning out all the crap in the house that you know you shouldn't have in there. I mean, it's like you're going to have that kind of you shouldn't have that temptation in your house if you're trying to lose weight. It's like it's just getting people going back to the basics of eating a healthier and cleaner diet and taking a more initiative into the change of their life.
When people are as obese as they are on your show, we always hear that, oh, it's okay to have one cheat day or a cheat weekend or something like that. Is that safe for some people who don't trust themselves then?
I mean, I live with an 80-20 rule. Like, if you're living the way that I would want you to live 80% of the time, then there's that 20% that you can have whatever it is you want. Like, I can't tell someone that is this Italian mother that loves to feed her kids her family pasta and lasagna and all that kind of stuff. Like, but there's a time and a place for it. You just can't have it every day.
So what else is coming up this season on The Biggest Loser then? Are there any big surprises that maybe caught you off guard?
Well, I mean, I think the main thread of the whole season is the fact that we are going to be addressing childhood obesity every single episode. We're really getting people talking about that and getting people as healthy as we possibly can using exploiting a show like The Biggest Loser in the best possible way.
Well, we'll be watching. So it's Monday nights, 8, 7 Central on NBC. The Biggest Loser, Bob Harper, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.